This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we crank up our broadcast week here on GCN. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, as you hopefully know. And this is the 23rd year in broadcast healing, and I'm glad you're here. Now, of all the topics that we've covered over the years, you think you can't top it in terms of controversy, but as we've witnessed the craziness of the past year plus in the COVID scenarios, and then the rush to bring out experimental injections they call vaccines, I would dispute the name, but hey, that's what they're calling them, synthetic mRNA interventions that provide for instruction, to say it politely, for your own DNA to produce what? Certain proteins. In this case, you heard of the spike proteins. Now, on this show, we've also related, let's say, anecdotes from people that I know firsthand and other doctors that have been on this show talking about adverse events, or whether we're reading from the vaccine adverse event reporting system. One of the biggest concerns I have about this class of so-called vaccines is that there are unknown impacts on the female and male endocrine system, the reproductive system, and particularly we see it more in the aberrant menstrual cycles that manifest from those who have either gotten the shot or are around those that are getting these shots. My first encounter was from my personal trainer, physical trainer at one of the gyms I go to, and she said, yeah, after I got tested for COVID, I just started having this breakthrough bleeding scenario. I've never had that in my life, and it turns out it wasn't necessarily the testing for COVID. It was, in fact, being around people who had gotten the jab. That's what it ended up being. And then I started hearing just people were flooding me with information and stories about this, and other doctors were bringing this up, saying this is weird. Menopausal women are starting to bleed like they're having a cycle again. We don't know what's happening here. We're asking lots of questions. We're all digging down deep to figure this out. And then, you know, among the many groups that I interact with, health freedom groups, et cetera, I get to meet different kinds of health care providers, holistic, allopathic combinations. And at one of the meetings recently, I connected with a woman. We'll call her Michelle, who works in a fertility clinic as an andrologist. We'll get more details on that. And she reported to me in the group that there was an actual case that is now definitive in terms of fertility levels analyzed and confirmed to be viable before the shot, the so-called COVID jab, and then afterwards where the fertility became infertility or something along those lines. Now, I don't mean to jump the gun on talking about this. This is just the basic concept of what I want you to hear and prepare for. Because if you are of childbearing years and you want to have children, or if you have kids or grandkids and you want to see procreation happen, you feel like it's a God-given right and maybe even an obligation, could this so-called experimental jab be something that puts a halt to that? That's what we're going to talk about this hour, at least part of this hour. Right now, I'm going to welcome Michelle to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here, Michelle, and your willingness to speak up on something that's very, very necessary, I think, to discuss.
Oh, yes, thank you. It really is. Especially as I'm seeing right now, there's such a push, and the state that I'm in particularly, I just saw it on the news, where it said that we're leading the pack in getting our young people, our 12 and older, to go get the shot. And I'm very concerned, given what I'm seeing on the front lines in a fertility clinic.
So Michelle, can you describe to me what an andrologist is? I don't want to assume everybody knows andrology.
It is. It's a little bit of a strange one. So basically that we handle all the male side in the fertility clinic. So I call myself the guy side.
Okay.
But that's, I'm handling all the male gametes. And so, but yeah, that's basically what we're doing. And I've had an awareness of the really sincere concerns coming from a lot of doctors and scientists who I believe and still have a lot of integrity despite the discrediting and the counseling they've been subjected to, including like Dr. Michael Yeadon and Wolfgang Wodarg, to name a few. So my radar has been on. I've been watching, and I've honestly been hoping we never saw any of these concerns manifest, which I think we would all hope for. But I have become aware of this particular case that you mentioned that I think is exceptionally concerning. And I mean the internet right now, just like you just barely mentioned, it's full of stories of menopausal women. It's also full of stories of miscarriages spiking and cycles being off and when they never have been. You know, these are people who've always been very, prompt in their cycles. So,
consistency, that's an important thing in terms of track record. And when I was analyzing the study designs, shocked, I shouldn't have been, but shocked to learn that they didn't even consider observing changes in female cycles for those that underwent the experimental jab during clinical trials, which, by the way, are still ongoing, depending on the shot, between now 2022, 2023. And for your history as an andrologist and working in fertility clinics, you didn't just show up a year ago and start this work. You've been at this for quite some time. Is that correct?
No, I have been doing this for about 2 years.
2 years now. Okay. So technically before the COVID crazy hit, so you have some, let's say, a history of observation, looking at patterns that emerge, and that's part of what science is observing patterns, including the VAERS database was designed to say, should patterns emerge that would alert us that there's something going on with the vaccines. That's what this is all about. So, you know, if I ask you about, how regular or normal it is to hear reports of miscarriages versus what you're hearing now, as you talk about this, maybe provide some of that perspective in terms of what you expect was a pretty typical scenario versus something's going on and I'm hearing a lot that is not normal.
Right. Exactly. No, absolutely. And I can definitely validate that. At our last staff meeting that we had a couple of weeks ago, it was the first staff meeting that I've ever been at where we've had the question going around, does anyone know why we're seeing so many miscarriages? And, I just turned to our clinical director because I'm back in the lab working with the gametes, working with embryos. And so I was a little bit surprised because I'm not out, hearing those things. And so I turned to her and I said, we're seeing a lot of miscarriages. She said, oh yeah, a lot. And she said, and they're in our low risk population. These are under 35 year old women. And so she said, it's really something that we're trying to figure out. And so, it's an interesting thing, that even though we're seeing this come up, it takes, because the wheels turn so slowly and because theirs has so little reported to it that should be reported to it. I've seen, research saying 1% and less that's a big problem. And I don't know that any of the situations, that I'm going to, discuss today have been reported, which is really unfortunate. I think that they should, and I've encouraged that, but I don't know that has happened.
Well, from a temporal perspective, we talk about this. Oh, it's a coincidence. These shots are only in temporal relationship. Right? It's like, wait a second. You get a shot and you die in 3 days after the shot and you had no other risk factors, just as an example. But now we're talking specifically about issues of fertility, pregnancy, going to term or not, miscarriages. And you said in this last staff meeting you had a couple of weeks ago, there are more miscarriages than what you would expect normal. So everybody was noticing, hey, something's going on. And as you pointed out, particularly in a low-risk population, it's one thing when you're dealing with people who have had infertility issues, and you'll see those in those clinics, but or let's say someone with an older-type pregnancy, right, after 40 or 45, different things like that. But you're saying in a low-risk population. And it's like, well, what is different? This is what we're seeing is that in the time span that they brought these experimental shots to market via EUA, that a lot of strange and aberrant things are occurring, that it is temporally linked, at least. We could say that this wasn't happening prior to these experimental shots to the level that we're seeing it.
Absolutely. And I think the issue that we run into when we're trying to find really good data in a fertility setting is that not very many people do additional rounds of IVF if their first round fails. So this has been a barrier to pinpointing areas for concern. But just kind of due to the networking that reproductive biologists often participate in, I did become aware of this particular situation that's out of Texas, where there was excellent longitudinal data, and the situation was very concerning in light of the warnings from these scientists that I mentioned. So I'm not relaying medical advice. I'm simply relaying information as I have become aware of it and experienced it right there where I'm working.
And you're making that available for us to actually put in the show notes so people can have some kind of reference point to read out after they hear the interview here.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I will, yeah, I'll send you that reference to be able to take a look at. And I'm just going to dive in. I'm just going to tell you exactly what I saw. So this particular case involved an egg donor. And I'm just going to simply relay what was put forward regarding this case. And then I'm going to do some explaining to help the listener understand. Okay, so I'm just going to look right at, because what I ended up doing was screenshotting this just in case it got taken down. But she says, hey, everyone, we had a donor who retrieved 33 eggs, 30 mature and ICSI'd with intended parent sperm, 24, 2 p.m.s. On day 5 and 6, there were no embryos for biopsy vitrification. Majority of embryos were at multi-cell stage. The donor had 4 previous successful consecutive cycles. She did get her second mRNA COVID vaccine in the middle of her stimulation. Has anyone seen anything like this related to COVID vaccines? The intended parents have done previous IVF cycles together with embryos for biopsy vitrification. However, they've never had normal embryos, which is why they switched to donor. Thoughts on what is going on here? Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and explain what all of that embryology terminology meant.
All right, wait, Michelle, pause for a moment because we're up on a break here, and went fast, and there's a lot of technical language that you're using, and I know you're going to translate to explain in lay terms what you witnessed here and what was witnessed and what was recorded. And again, the concern we have, and everybody is concerned here in this audience, what's the impact of these experimental shots on fertility? And there's evidence that it is not good. We're going to get into that after the break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, we are covering a very serious topic here on the Robert Scott Bell Show related to the procreation of the species. How do we have babies if we're not fertile, so to speak? Now, I've covered issues of infertility over the years as a homeopath, talking about, let's say, damage, injury, inflammation due to pesticides and xenoestrogens and other kind of aberrant things that would impact negatively the female and male endocrine cycles, even though they're not as obvious in men, but they can be measured in terms of sperm count, motility, in terms of fertility. As far as egg production, our guest Michelle, who works as an andrologist at a fertility clinic, has for a couple of years now, has been observing along with the folks that she works with in this clinic, and other clinics are reporting this, some strange anomalies post-COVID jab, so to speak. And she had a complex description. Maybe I think you're prepared, Michelle, to simplify it for everybody.
I am. Okay. So, yeah, to basically recap, so this is an egg donor. The patient was in her 20s. She's in good health, no nicotine use, no drug history, not taking any psychotropics. This is a healthy young person. And you know she's healthy because she's an egg donor, and they have comprehensive screenings to assure the best outcomes possible. But this young woman had already done 4 rounds of consecutive egg donation within our clinic. When we're going to be egg banking or doing retrieving eggs like that, we'll be doing them every 5 to 6 weeks. So she's had some recent cycles where we've got some good data from her on. So 4 rounds of consecutive egg donation, and all of these rounds were, quote, successful, meaning they were getting healthy embryos from them. And then during the middle of her stimulation on her 5th round of donation, she gets her 2nd mRNA shot. And then the egg retrieval happens thereafter. And in this 5th retrieval, as was stated, she had 30 eggs recovered, which is considered quite good, as we're often feeling good if we get 10 to 15 eggs, just to give everybody a point of reference. So everything looks normal at that point. And then 90% were mature. And that's also a good ratio for the number of eggs retrieved, as we like to see anything over 80% we're happy with. So these eggs were then injected with the intended parent's sperm in a process called ICSI, or intracytoplasmic sperm injection. And we do that, we're basically grabbing the egg, and we are grabbing a sperm, and we are injecting that sperm into the egg so that we can know that that egg did get a sperm. It was fertilized that way. And then the next morning we go in and we see what's fertilized, and 80% fertilized, which is also considered great, as we like to see anywhere between 70 and 80%. So again, at the upper end of that. But what wasn't at all typical was that by day 5 and 6, so we grow these in culture, which is when we would typically either transfer the embryo to the uterus or cryopreserve the rest of the embryos. There were none that had developed normally so as to be available for that, with most of them arrested at the multicellular stage. And what that means is that these embryos appeared to have arrested approximately at the point their cells should have started to form what's known as the trophectoderm. So that means at the point the cells that become the placenta should have started to form. But that's where the majority had arrested. And that's very concerning, given what we do have. We have history on this patient. She's an egg donor, proven recent good fertility. This was would indicate that she was fertile a few months ago, a few months before that, a few months before that. She'd just done 4 rounds of egg donation. And also to rule out the sperm as the possible issue, which is what we typically see if we have poor development after day 3, the sperm provider had done prior IVF with his partner, and they had good embryo development. Aside from the way the report was worded, it sounds as though his partner was a carrier for an undesirable gene, all their embryos unfortunately inherited, and thus this couple adopted for an egg donor. So we have proven fertility for both gamete providers, and that's what makes this case unique and particularly of interest in relation to Dr. Yeadon and Dr. Wardarg's words, which they put out in December of 2020, which I will quote. They said, speaking of these shots, they are expected to induce the formation of humoral antibodies against spike proteins of SARS-CoV-2, syncytin-1, which is derived from human endogenous retroviruses and is responsible for the development of a placenta in mammals and humans and is therefore an essential prerequisite for a successful pregnancy, is also found in homologous form, meaning similar structure or origin, in the spike proteins of SARS viruses.
All right, stand by, Michelle. We got to take a break. This means, oh, big trouble for those that are putting out this experimental shot claiming that there's no negative impact on fertility, pregnancy, childbirth, etc. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
New Jersey State Police is investigating a shooting that killed at least two people and wounded around a dozen at a home in Cumberland County early this morning. Troopers responded to a residence in Fairfield Township after a report of a shooting with multiple victims near where a party with at least 100 people was reportedly being held. No arrests were made. No motive has been provided by officials. A bipartisan group of senators from the Senate Environmental and Public Works Committee on Saturday introduced a $303 billion surface transportation bill. If enacted, it would reauthorize Department of Transportation funding for highways, roads, and bridges, which is due to expire in September. The proposed spending is 34% higher than that previously authorized by Congress in 2015. The senators introduced the bill amid ongoing disagreements between Democrats and Republicans over President Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure proposal. This is USA Radio News. The Texas State Senate passed a bill on Saturday that prohibits schools from mandating the teaching of critical race theory. Epic Times reports that House Bill 3979 apparently aims to ban the controversial quasi-Marxist ideology in public and open enrollment charter schools. The bill also requires the State Board of Education to adopt civic education to help students understand the moral, political, and intellectual foundations of the American U.S. history and tradition and the founding documents of the U.S. Republican-led states are considering or have passed measures that prevent the instruction of critical race theory in schools. A school district in Georgia this week voted to approve a resolution that would prevent certain divisive concepts of race from being taught in the classroom. The CDC says it's investigating reports of heart inflammation in teens and young adults who have been vaccinated. The agency said its COVID-19 vaccine safety technical work group should investigate the matter. Vaccines using mRNA technology from pharmaceutical companies Pfizer and Moderna appear to be causing the issue of myocarditis. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Stunning new information that we're learning here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Our friend Michelle is on. She's an andrologist. If you're just joining us, that means she works with the male side of fertility clinics. When you go into a fertility clinic for any reason and you want to get a fertilized egg and then implant it, and have a healthy, hopefully, pregnancy to term, or any number of ways that they would do that from there. But we've just gone through a case, and again, we have it linked in the show notes. You can read about it, where they had assessed the health, the viability of the eggs coming from an egg donor, and it looked like four different rounds of egg harvesting donation, all successful. And then the fifth round happened after a second mRNA shot. You were able to collect the eggs. They seemed to be viable, 90% mature. And then when you did the sperm injection, again, technical term you mentioned, but basically 80% became fertilized. Then you check at day 5 to 6 when they should go into a multicellular space or stage for placental formation, for instance, and it happened in none of them, which it just confirmed the day 5 and 6 in those previous four rounds. Was there anything like this happening?
No, that's what was so concerning, I believe, okay, to this embryologist. And, you know, just to take the words of Dr. Yeadon, what exactly he said is, there is no indication whether antibodies against spike proteins of SARS viruses would also act like anti-syncytin 1 antibodies. However, if this were to be the case, this would then also prevent the formation of a placenta, which would result in vaccinated women essentially becoming infertile. And that's what this case really seems to be a pretty clear indication of. In my opinion, this is, when I'm looking at this, this is why when I saw this, I immediately thought of these words that he had stated back in December, and I was like, oh my goodness, we had not wanted to see this. But
now, the only other precedents prior to this in talking about vaccinations, and I don't know, again, they call these vaccines, but when you're talking mRNA, reprogramming of DNA at any level, it's different than any previous vaccine. But there was evidence reported around the world that certain vaccines that were sent to third world, as they call it, Africa or even Philippines, that they had investigated it and found human chorionic gonadotropin, HCG, antigens that stimulated antibodies or some sort of immune response when there was a pregnancy caused the termination of pregnancy, because now you had an attack on HCG. HCG elevates during pregnancy. This is different. You described something about an anti-syncytin 1 antibody. Can you describe that word, what it means? Because we got a lay audience here as well. I want to make sure they're with us.
Right. Basically, what he's saying is that it's a homolog that this protein, there's a protein that is found in the placenta that's a homolog, meaning it's very similar in structure to the spike protein. And so if we're going to create antibodies to the spike protein, then what we may really be doing is creating antibodies to our placenta formation. And that's what was so concerning here, is that these embryos had essentially arrested right where there should have been placenta formation. And that's why this particular case was so concerning. And I want to be clear, I understand that this is just one case, and I completely believe that more data is needed. And honestly, if this was a normal scientific process happening, where we were properly gathering longitudinal data before releasing this, rather than studying it as we go, then yes, report it and wait for other data to emerge and for it to be tabulated by the proper channels. But this was fast-tracked. And with this now going out to our young people, into our germline population meant to carry humanity forward, with thousands and thousands being given the shot today, they were given it yesterday, they're going to get it tomorrow, every day counts. So both I and another in this particular group did both encourage for this to be reported to that proper channel, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, mm-hmm, when this came up. But I think it's important for something like this to be on people's radar because of how fast this is happening, and that this type of data hasn't had the chance to yet percolate through the system to inform the wider public. This is a healthy young woman screened for just about anything we can screen her for, who we know was fertile a few months ago, and then a few months before that, and then we're now unable to get an embryo to properly develop from. And these are the kinds of things that could feed into longitudinal data. But we've decided to make gathering longitudinal data an ongoing process, and so we're going to have to fill in the pieces of this puzzle one piece at a time, here a little, there a little, and just kind of make the picture more and more clear over time so people can make as educated a decision as possible for themselves and their kids. and Michelle, what, one of their kids.
Yeah, but Michelle, what I'm seeing in the so-called mainstream media circles, government, et cetera, is that they're denying the possibility that it has anything to do with infertility. There's no negative effect. There's no evidence of negative effect on fertility in women or men. And I'm like, how do you know that? You didn't even study it. It wasn't one of the parameters of observation, and you're still in clinical trials on this. The height of irresponsibility would be an understatement for them to make these claims that they can't back up.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that we have very clear evidence here that it would be very wise to wait, because hindsight is 20/20. So let's give ourselves some hindsight on this, just in case data comes forward that we wish we had had, because we can always get the shot later, but we can't unget it.
Yeah, you can't unget it.
If you got the first one, then please consider waiting on the second one. And if you got both already, like so many of our loved ones have already done, then maybe wait on getting those boosters that are already in the works. Because, and this is my personal observations, but there are industry patterns that have long-standing precedents here. And we all know people who take pills for pills for pills that they take. And where we don't want to get to is where we take shots for the shots for the shots that we've had. Mm-hmm. And I would just remind people that you are always able to stop and think, you know, I tried it your way, and I think I'm going to go ahead and hop off this conveyor belt right now because I don't like where it appears to be headed. Because I don't think any of us know anyone who takes pills for their pills who's in great shape. So if you see the industry starting to go that way, I think it really needs to be buyer beware. And I'm really, what this comes down to for me, and at just a common sense level, is it comes down to we have to have a very firm understanding of the things that go into this shot. And ultimately, this comes down to our knowledge of COVID, our knowledge of how the immune system works, and our knowledge of the genome. And truly, we are in our infancy in our knowledge, relatively speaking, on all of those areas. And we need to maintain some healthy humility in this process. But when this, that's, yeah, so I'm very concerned.
I'm extraordinary. It's only rising with your discussion because, again, what we've observed didn't have the detail with which you presented today. And I think about the studies that weren't done prior to getting it on the market as an EUA. No animal studies. And a lot of times things will pop up in terms of impact on fertility, and they can't claim like they do that, oh, well, there's no evidence, there's no indication, there's no reason to think that this would have any impact negative on fertility. It's like, how do they say that? These people don't have a conscience, or they're being paid to not have one. Something's gone horribly wrong with science, medical science, where they just abandon the possibilities that they don't even investigate.
Right. Absolutely. My thought is that really, truly, if we were to like look at it, I believe that we know less than 1% of what there is to know about COVID. And I believe that we know less than 1% of what there is to know about the immune system, and we know less than 1% of what there is to know about the human genome, 98.5% of which we call junk DNA because we frankly don't understand it. And that is a lot of unknowns to combine into one injection with brand new tech, fast-tracked, lacking longitudinal data that should include things like this case. And I worry, like you, that the chances that we have created something safe and effective may, in fact, be quite low. So I just think we really need to take a step back at this point. I mean, the very fact that we are ubiquitously pushing this on our population, on our young, not at risk population,
right,
is very concerning. Raises eyebrows from the standpoint of common sense, because COVID doesn't treat all segments of the population alike, and we shouldn't either. Those who are at risk, who wanted the shot, have had the opportunity to have it. So if there's a point at which we may want to take the time to gather data properly, it's now, before putting this into our germline population meant to carry humanity forward. I mean, I'm very concerned, just like you, and there's so many things that just don't make sense, like that the shot isn't really giving immunity. That what gives immunity is exposure. That's the only thing that ever gives immunity. And it's concerning to me that we're not even antibody testing people before we give them the shot to see if they already have immunity. There's huge risk on the one hand in my mind, and yet we're not minimizing that risk, doing everything we can. So, and I think there's just so many things we can do proactively to focus on our health otherwise besides getting the shot. There are other things we can do.
Yeah, what we're seeing is a monstrous response that is wildly inappropriate based on not only the perceived but real at this point data severity, only in what? Vulnerable populations. And instead of protecting them, now we're targeting populations that had no apparent vulnerability. And
right.
and do a one-size-fits-all collectivist medical response or intervention that has unknown negative effects. And that's inevitable with any kind of, new technology they claim is not new. Well, we've been studying this for 20 years. And you go back to some of the earlier tests when they did test this concept on animals, and the antibody-dependent enhancement or pathogenic priming was enough that the animals all died, like ferret studies and other things, and ignored completely. We're not going to do animal studies, so we can rush this on out. And here we are seeing one of the most horrific responses. And this isn't, you know, necessarily a discussion of the death of the mother or father in terms of wanting that pregnancy, but a baby that will never be, and maybe many babies right. that will never be if this continues. I got to take a break here. Michelle, you want to stick around and talk a little remedies, or you got to go? I don't know what your timing's like.
I'm probably have said what needed to be said,
okay.
unless there's something else that you...
No problem. Look, I'll carry it to the top of the air. Michelle, you are amazing. Stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Well, stunning information revealed in this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, no doubt, and we are going to follow up with it, and it is horrific. It is horrific what we're learning, even though we were suspicious of the impact on fertility. No, I don't have definitive answers on this, although this is a very clear case of causality in one, but build that onto or attach that onto the anecdotes of all kinds of aberrant cycle issues, and the high level or accelerated rate of abortion, spontaneous abortion, we call it miscarriages, in a population at a fertility clinic that it was all observing and saying, hey, have you noticed something? This is very strange. And you get to the point where if you're a mom or a dad already and you have kids, you know, is it irresponsible maybe to say stay far, 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 far away from this experimental injection? Maybe even the people that have gotten it already, if the spike protein transmission is real, which, again, we're all learning about it. I'm very nervous and scared. But the precautionary principle would demand, if you're of a childbearing years or haven't entered them yet, that you don't engage in experimental injections for something that doesn't really impact that age group anyway, and that may be so disastrous as to these kids that want to grow up and have children and be parents will never have that opportunity. And you know, it'll impact also those that didn't want to be parents that wanted to be egg donors, as we learned about in this case. What can we do to remedy this? It might be too late in some of these cases. I don't know. We're still learning. We're going to be digging deep on it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with all of my contacts within the physician and non-physician holistic community as well. And we're all concerned, as everybody should be. But if you want to be a dad and a mom, a grandma, a grandpa, you've got to talk to your youngins or yourself and look in the mirror and say, do I really need, is the risk worth it at this point? Maybe never, but that's my bias, but maybe in the future. Give it some time. Observe, wait, and find out, because they didn't even put that in the study design to observe the effect on fertility, creating maybe potential permanent infertility as described by our friend Michelle, an andrologist at a fertility clinic. All right, we got upcoming events. You know, I'll be talking about this at the Advanced Medicine Conference, which is happening Memorial Day weekend. at Sioux Falls at Sioux Falls Convention Center, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Dr. Batar Advanced Medicine Conference, third annual. I've been at all two, and now I'll be at all three. Our friend Sayer G will be there. Dr. Tom Cowan, Dr. Andy Kaufman, Bruce Lipton, Del Bigtree, Christiana Northrop, Ty and Charlene Bollinger. It is going to be absolutely amazing. And if you can't make it with us Memorial Day weekend, then you can stream it live. There's a link to tickets that you can get to stream it live in the comfort of your home for Memorial Day weekend. And that is at robertscottbell.com. See the banner. There's upcoming events page and also embedded in the notes. So that's very, very important. Now, another thing, you know, as I talk about these issues, I don't want to elevate your blood pressure any more than it already is when you hear the outrageous realities of what's happening with this experimental shot. We had a great discussion on Friday's show last week with Tracy Straup and Jamie Dorley from Nutritional Frontiers. And if you go to CBDNF.com, you can get access to U.S.-grown certified organic hemp CBD, full spectrum, clean and beautiful products, pristine, that we utilize here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. CBDNF, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, or N as in Nutritional, F as in Frontiers. CBDNF.com. Enter the code RSB15 and you get discount, immediate discount. Plus, if you just are new to the NF CBD, you can request to become a customer. You don't even have to buy anything. I hope that you do, but they'll send you some samples, your first inquiry. And we'd love to hear back from you when you get them as well. So that's good news. There's so much more to discuss, and we do, you know, 2 hours plus a day, 6 days a week. And if you come on over to robertscottbell.com/listen, you can catch it live or the archives, the video versions of the show. And my goal and role here is my healing ministry. It's non-denominational. It's open to everybody. It's to remind you of your power to heal that comes not from government but from God. And, yes, that's a spiritual statement, but it's non-denominational. You can believe it, and we're not. It's up to you. But that's what imbues me with life. And I want to recognize and acknowledge that your rights come to you by virtue of your very existence. And your right not to be assaulted, raped medically by a government mandate or fiat is something that you have to defend. It's not the Constitution, that piece of paper and the words on it that are going to defend you. It's you standing up and standing up with your friends, your family, your neighbors. Even if you're pro-shot, pro-vaccine, it doesn't matter. Stand for bodily autonomy. You are not an anti-vaxxer if you simply don't believe in mandates by government. And if you are, you're probably an ex-vaxxer, because you've had bad experiences with yourself or your kids or even grandkids. So, just here to bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. Another hour coming up after this. Thanks for being here. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all
over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.